Last
he did was 34.
32.
Samantaka Jewel has become the friend of Kaustubha Jewel.
After doing, taking bath, doing bath management of Srimati Radhika, as a dasi, Rati Manjari is decorating Srimati Radhika. Giving ornaments, golden, and hira here.
Nose pin.
And sindur rekha. And all other decorating.
Doctor,
so, today is good that we are meeting only five. So many persons come. So, giving each abhushan, ornament, and kasturi bindu here, tilak, these are called the abharan. Abharan. Abharan means not ornament, but the
decoration.
Austerity, tilak, all these things. He is doing abharan and becoming so much happy and making Srimati Radhika so much happy. These things he is giving to Radhika and remembering past time. Srimati Radhika is also remembering all these things and become so happy and so happy. After giving sindur, tilak and all ornaments, golden necklace and everything here, anguthi, everything. Yes. Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the past times of Krishna and Radhika. Here, smaran means it begins from yama, niyam, asana, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, dhuvan smriti, and last samadhi. There are eight stages of yoga. Patanjali is the master of yoga. Jiva Goswami has accepted something. It is also helpful for our bhakti yoga. He is remembering means we called it, Jiva Goswami has called it nididhyasana. Nididhyasana means first yam and niyam. Yam means upadeshamrita, two slokas, first sloka and second sloka. In beginning Krodha vegam jiva udaro pastavegam. Manasa vegam, mana vega, krodha vega, jiva udaro pastavegam. Always. This is this thought. Then atyahar prayasasya prajalpo nimadra. Jana sangarsa lolagam. Sarvit bhakti vinasyati. There should be a stop. They cannot be stopped. Otherwise, we don't chant or hear Harikatha and Harina. And being in satsanga, being in the association of advanced devotees, this will shake off. Otherwise, we will not be. Then utsahat nishyad dharyat satat karma parvartana sangat tyagat. These are niyam. All they were yama. Which are not helpful, but they are destructive to bhakti. Then niyam. Utsahat nishyad dharyat satat karma parvartana sangat tyagat satobrti sadvidhi bhakti prasiddhati. You know the meaning. And after that, dadati pratigrahnati guhyam akhyati pichyati bhumte bhojyati chayya sarvidhat prati lakshan. And after that, jasya krishniti jasya garim tang manasadriyata dikshasti cheta pranata bhishya bhajan tamisham susrusya bhajana bhishya mananna manna nindadishu nahadmit sati sarvalapta. Those who are chanting Krishna name, one time, anyhow, but if they do it by after diksha and with a sambandha jnana, they should be respected with a pranam and also from mind. And if they are chanting Harinam always with sambandha jnana, no ninda at all, Vaishnava parada and all things, then there should be done pranam, man adara and susrusha. Susrusha means with doing service. Panipatena pariprasnayena sevaya, with three things. And if they are spontaneously, for this word?
Spontaneously.
Spontaneously, they are doing, continuously they are doing so, remembering the pastimes of Krishna, with no mantra mayu upasana, that is swabhaviki, arasmai upasana. There are two kinds of upasana. Mantramayi upasana. One, that with dhyan, that is namami iswaram sachidananda rupam jasat kundalam gokule dhyanimam. This is called, I want to see Gopal, Krishna, with folded hands, weeping and tightened in okhal, udukhal. Yet he is in tightened state, yet he is giving moksha to Kuber and prem to Kuber, Kuber putra, sons of. So I want to see always in my heart and with eyes to that Gopal Murti. This is Mantramayi Upasana. And other is Swarasati Upasana. Astakaliya Leela. In a chain, as a garland, so much flowers together gathering in a sutra, in a thread. It is called garland. So Swarasati Upasana is so many mantramayi upasana are combined there. If a man is doing, if a devotee is doing so, no ninda at all, always doing continuously, then you should serve with our life and soul. And after that, if you have no ruchi, then go on doing. And at last he told that Krishnam Rupa Chaitadi Sukritanam Kramina Rasanam Manasi Niyodhya Tishan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayet Ikhilam Ittupadesha Sar. You know the meaning of this slok? You? You know. That being in Vrindavan, no? Being in Vrindavan, especially in the guidance of a Rasik Vaishnava, no? Being in Vrindavan, and especially in the guidance of any Rasik Tattvagya Vaishnava, and he should be very favorable to us, so merciful to devotees. Be in the guidance, always remembering the names connected with the pastimes of Krishna, Damodar, Radha Kanta, Radha Nath, Gopi Nath, Rasa Bihari. The name and the pastimes of Krishna, Rasa Bihari, is connected. So chanting and remembering all these things, being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Rasik Vaishnava, to chant and remember is the mool niyam. Also we followed. These are niyams. Then by the grace of past lila is as Krishna, as Radhika, past times. As name is himself Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, lila of Krishna is himself Krishna and Radhika. No? So, but they will do mercy and they will come in our heart. We cannot bring these lilas. Automatically, by the grace of Yoga Maya, our Hladini and Sambit is bhakti. That lila is the same thing. It will come out in your heart. Jham niyam, and after this, asana. Asana means to be in a place, not going hither and thither. Mind is not going hither and thither. Always remember it. Try to remember. Mind will not be fixed on a certain point at the lila or the roop or the name. But when we try, this is called yamniyam asan. Pranayam you don't require. Pranayam is it. It comes dhyan.
Satyahar.
Satyahar means we are trying to come to on a certain point, certain lila. Name, roop, goon, lila. But mind is going hither and thither. So, unko lila mein lane ke liye, to bring them to that certain point, it is called pratyahar. When money is something, mind is something fixed, but yet he goes, then it is called dhyan. After that comes nididhyasan or dhruvanusmriti. Dhruvanusmriti, like a madhu, honey, if we sell it, there is a link from bottom to top, top to bottom. So mantra mayi upasana then comes. In dhyan first it will come mantra mayi upasana. No? And after that this mantra mayi upasana will be changed into series or chain and it will be called
Swarasiki.
This is called upasana. Shankaracharya has told it upasana. Upasana means word upasana. Upasana. You know the word upasana?
Here.
Upasana means what word in English?
Upa means near.
Up means near. Asana means to sit. We are upasana. You are nearer to me. My asana and your asana are together. So when we will sit near Radha Krishna, no other anxiety, nothing there. With Dhuvanu Smriti, being in the same stage, when we will come to Radha and Krishna, this is called upasana. Otherwise it is not pure upasana. So here, Raghunath Das Goswami is in Nididhyasana or Dhruvanu Smriti or God, very thick dhyan, and he is remembering the Leela. He has forgotten, I am Raghunath Das Goswami. I am in here. Anyone is here. He is, by his remembrance, he is feeling that Srimati is sitting here. And I am decorating her. I am giving all these things. Then, yat pranta lesa lava lesa be guru nitena. This is this law. He is remembering that he has given golden chain here, golden all, everything he has given. So he has given golden things to
storing.
And here, what?
Anklets.
Golden. And so valuable things. Now he is thinking that I will worship Srimati Radhika's eyes. And these eyes are top of all Sri Anga. Anga means?
Limbs or parts of the body.
Parts of the body. This is main thing. Leela Vilas only can be seen and be done only by eyes. So he is going to give, decorate, and he wants that, oh Srimati Radhike, you are Suvarnangi. Suvarnangi, golden angi. Radhika is of only of Mahabhav. Everything of his body is of Krishna Mahabhav. Mahabhav Sarupani Radha Thakurani Chaitanya Chaitanya. And he is taking bath with water. Perhaps you have heard. Karunyamrita. Karunyamrita. Angulamanyamrita. Kishor Avastha. That is Pauganda. And Kishor. That is called Vayasandhi. Very, very beautiful. And it comes in Srimati Radhika body. After that, pure Kishor comes. So, he has taken his man bath from all these things. Now, again, he is giving Abharan to Srimati Radhika and ornaments to Srimati Radhika.
Decorate.
He has decorated that beauty. He has given sindoor here. He has given everything, but he has not worshipped her eyes. Then he remembered her eyes. he felt so much happy in her heart. Now he is telling, I am going to give Kajal. Kajal, you know? Kajal.
Yeah, the black ointment around the eye.
What is this? The all anga, anga means
part.
I have decorated by so many beautiful things, golden and jawaharat, hira and all these things, pearls. But the best thing in his part, I am going to give black thing. No mulya at all, no valuable anything. And I am going to give. Oh, Srimati Radhike, I am so there means desperate, that while I want to worship this, your eyes, by this kajal. Why kajal? Kajal is meaning in Sanskrit. Jal means jalana. Jalana means burnt. Anything burnt, and when it becomes black, that is kajal. Here, ghee given in a rui pot. Rui means cotton.
Ghee wick. Perhaps the ghee wick, the wick.
If we keep any pot there, there, and if ghee is burning with cotton, this thing is very, very much good for eyes. Anything also. So kajal means burning thing. He is telling that I am now give him kajal to your eyes. It is not kajal, but it is bees.
Poison.
So much poison it has. I am fearing to give this this poison in your eyes. Why? Because when Krishna sees, he becomes faint. So certainly it is poison. Poison in your eyes by giving so. If it is Krishna, Srimati Radhika's eyes are very big as a lotus, and if anyone, Krishna or any sakhi, gives this kajal, it comes to this point and so beautiful. So having seen, if Krishna sees, the fact that Krishna becomes faintless. So I think it is not good thing, but it is like a poison. Now Srimati Radhika is telling, oh yes, but
he is not here.
Radhika is telling, ask him, you are telling kajal that it is poison. How it is poison? She replies, that is Tulsi or Rati Manjari, certainly it is poison. She is giving instance.
Example
that of Radha Sudhanidhi Prabodhanam Sarsadiya Bansi Karanipatitam Khalitam Sikhandam Bhrastanchapita Vasanam Brajaraj Suno Jasya Katatcha सरघात में बोधते न तंगराधिका परिचरामी कदारसे. The meaning of this sloka that Prabodhana is telling that Goswami Rajesh, you should be jayukta. Jayukta, you know, all glory
all,
to
all victorious.
All
victorious.
Aham, victorious. Vidhaktori are victorious. Why? I want to serve you by a rough system. Rough system, you know? Rough. Krishna-like rough, Radha-like rough. When my day will come that I will serve you by rough, telling any pastimes of Krishna to you, remembering the pastimes of Krishna, how to meet Krishna, how to do avisar, and all these things are rasmayi upasana, as Manjari or Lalita Vishakha they do. So when there will time that I will serve you with her rasa, especially I think that only from the corner of your eyes in this sloka, jat pranta desh lava lesa dighurnitena, that is has been written in English meaning.
With the slightest movement from the corner of your eyes,
only by small corner of his eyes, not by whole eyes. Then what happened I know, don't know. Only by very small corner of this eyes, each Srimati Radhika sees to Krishna. What happens? He is telling. Prantadesh, mane only ansik, ansik means partly she is seeing, not wholly she is seeing. Yet Krishna, loveless, Dighurnitena means there is a netra vilas. Netra vilas means as Krishna and Srimati Radhika and Gopi are playing, doing ras, they are doing pasa khela. Pasa khela, you know? What this is?
Playing, gambling with...
Gambling. When gambling is going on, any sakhi, Krishna is so much
concentrated
that he does not know where he has kept Bansi. And any sakhi takes it. Then Radhika says, he knows that it has been stolen. And he says that you should keep your bansi on thou. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then Krishna remembers, where is my bansi? to keep on thou. Then all sakhi begins to clap. Krishna is then defeated in the meantime because he is nervous.
Yeah.
And Radhika wins, so all sakhi are clapping. And now Krishna is where this is. Here in this leela, Krishna willingly thinks that if they will take my bansi, I will have chance to talk and to touch them, to see them, to do any vila. So he has done it willingly. But they are not known.
Everyone is cheating the other.
Krishna is cheating them and they are cheating. So this is called Rasena Seva. So if Srimati Radhika, loveless, means very partly, Dighurnitena, This is called a netra vilas. If a naik and naika, premi and premika, has not seen each other for a long time, that is called vipralamba. And if there are so many persons there, father, mother and all others are there, and they are meeting, as if Krishna is meeting with Radhika in Surya Grahan at where? Kurukshetra. All are present. They can speak, but they can speak only by the eyes. Everything which cannot be told by mouth can be told by eyes, each other. So this is called a netra vilas. In English, what is netra vilas? Mane eyes vilas.
Past tense?
No word. No word there. You will have to
understand
only. Netra vilas. If Srimati Radhika is seeing towards Krishna and Krishna is seeing towards Krishna, face comes sometimes yellow, sometimes black, sometimes very red, something. So many things are going on. Sweet bandhu is coming, sweets are coming, sometimes very laughing mood, sometimes so much things are. These are called netra vilas. And eyes movement makes them both, and they are playing like so. So begin Krishna at once.